Your home for classic hits, 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM. This is WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Welcome to Inside the Huddle on this cold Saturday morning, brought to you by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. I'm Kevin Keith. We're going to start things off with Jamie and Don first thing in the studio this morning. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Don. You were at Carroll last night. Sounded like a really exciting ball game. Carroll started out a little slow, but they came back and pulled out the win and going to make the Hoosier Heartland exciting going down the stretch.
Yeah, I tell you, kind of the theme for Carroll right now. They got down 12 against the Hot Dogs, came back and beat them in the third quarter. Got down pretty quick. Got down, I think, as much as 12 or 14 in the first quarter. Fought their way back and had a great second half. In the third quarter, they only allowed Taylor to score 3 points. And that when you can do that on the defense and lock it down, you're going to win a lot of ball games.
We're going to talk to Coach Carroll, basketball coach Tussinger, later at 9:30 this morning. He's even going to have a player on, I think you said Owen Duff.
Owen Duff, yep.
So Carroll has a chance to tie Taylor for the Hoosier Heartland lead. Taylor leads that 7-1. Carroll is 6-1. Of course, Carroll was victorious over Taylor last night, 59-54. And then Carroll will play Eastern this week, who is at 5-2. Carroll pulls out that ball game. They will stay atop the conference. Other games in the conference last night, Clinton Prairie was over Tri-Central, 66-51. So that moves the Gophers in the second place slot right now at 6-2. Blackford was victorious over Eastern, 58-51. And Traders Point came to Clinton Central last night and won that ball game, 79-67. Locally in the Sagamore Conference, Southmont last night beat your Frankfort Hot Dogs, 58-51. Talk a little bit about that ball game, Don.
Yeah, for me, it was a big, important basketball game. Coach McCullough, in his 30-year career, has never had a losing, only has had one losing season in his 30 years. And Hot Dogs win that ball game, they could be at least 500 going into the last ball game, but now they've got to have some work to cut out.
That's right. I mean, that's what you're going to have to play hard down the stretch here, but light at the end of the tunnel, they are a host of their sectional.
Yeah, and it's a winnable sectional. I think there's we got Western in there. They're a pretty good ball team, but I think it's a winnable sectional, and the kids are playing, they're playing pretty well. I hate that they gave up a 12-point lead to the Carroll Cougars, but the Cougars are a pretty good basketball team. Nothing to be ashamed of there.
Other scores from around the Sagamore Conference: Western Boone 51, Cascade 45, Tri-West over Southmont 67-32, and Danville upended Crawfordsville 77-52. The conference is pretty much over for the Sagamore. Lebanon won the conference at 7-0. Danville was 6-1, followed by Southmont 4-3. Your Hot Dogs are in fourth place at 3-4. Crawfordsville 3-4, Western Boone 2-5, and North Montgomery 0-7. So our program here this morning, we're going to talk to wrestlers and coaches from Rossville and Clinton Central, who traveled yesterday down to Indianapolis. Second half of the show, we'll have Carroll, basketball coach and player Owen Duff, and then at 9:45, Clinton Prairie coach Chad Peckinpah and Jake McGraw. Basketball player for Clinton Prairie. The side note here, Kevin Tight did all these interviews earlier this week, maybe midweek.
Yeah, Wednesday.
So I guess we can report now the wrestlers are all out. They didn't make it through the semifinals last night at the Indianapolis, but we think it was very important for any athlete in Clinton County who gets to a state championship that we talk to those individuals. And the only way that was going to work was to tape it early and play it this morning. So we'll have both those interviews coming up. And your first one is, Kevin?
Yeah, we've got Coach Austin Faulkner and Cale Allball from Clinton Central. And we'll start that now. That was recorded again Wednesday of this week. Welcome back to Inside the Huddle. I'm Kevin Keith. This week brought to you by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, and we are talking with Clinton Central head wrestling coach Austin Faulkner, also Clinton Central senior wrestler Cale Allball. Good morning to both of you. Thanks for being available this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Coach, I want to start with you, and if you would, just tell us a little bit about this unbelievable, awesome season that your wrestling team's put together, and then you want to talk about a few specifics, we certainly can.
Yeah. Well, first off, you know, we kind of have been mentally preparing these young men for the last 3 or 4 years for this season. These seniors have heard us coaches talking about this young group coming up, that they're going to be freshmen. They're pretty tough. They, you know, they practiced in the same room with the high schoolers. So, you know, it's been pretty obvious of what's coming. And we were really, really excited for this year. You know, we've got a really good group of senior guys that have weathered the storm, if you will, of having a thin team, not having the numbers, which makes it very difficult to win as a team. You know, they've had their own individual successes on their own, but as far as the team goes, they've not had a chance to enjoy that and to have those successes. And then this year we end up with those 12 freshmen, and they, you know, any given time we had 7 to 9 of them in our varsity lineup out of 14 weight classes. So over half our team that we were putting on the mat to represent us at the varsity level were freshmen. Mm-hmm. And they stepped up, they performed, they know how to fight. They fight for every position. And it paid off. It paid off big time. You know, we had 26 dual meet wins, which is the most in the program's history. We won our conference again. It's the first time we've won it since 2014. And we won several other tournaments throughout the season.
What does the future look like? You know, I think it's very important that we have a future. And as you said, we've got we had the freshmen 4 years ago, and boy, how time flies. We're here 4 years later. We've got Cale going to the state finals. What's the future look like? You got some eighth graders and freshmen and sophomore coming up?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, I think from this point forward, with the development of our youth programs, it should just be, you know, reload and move forward. You know, I don't think, you know, currently right now at the end of this season, you know, we don't have those one or two superstars that make a deep run, you know, to the state tournament, but we have a stable full of kids that are just extremely solid wrestlers, and that's what it takes to win as a team. Mm-hmm. And who knows, though, you know, some of those kids may develop. There's a few of them that I can see already that they, if they take it serious and they continue to work in the off season in the weight room and you know, getting extra mat time, that they could develop into that superstar guy that's going to make a state run. Mm-hmm. And we've got, you know, a stable full of kids at the elementary level, and then there are some really, really solid junior high kids right now. So we graduate four kids out of our lineup, and we get three eighth graders next year. Four eighth graders next year. And then from that point forward, then it's just however many we graduate, we pretty much replace them.
You know, I firmly believe, and I know a lot of people say it, success breeds success, but there is something to be said for, like we were talking earlier in the week on Party Line, or last week, whichever week it was, about how important it is for those young ones to see the Cale Allballs of the world come in and work out with them and be using the same equipment and frankly looking up to Cale as a role model.
Yeah, that's huge, you know, and I truly think that's a benefit at a small school that sometimes maybe the larger schools don't get to enjoy, are those high school kids. Like, they understand the legacy that they're leaving behind. They want it to do well, and they understand the development of our program. And they volunteer to help at club practices. They volunteer to ref club meets, and you know, they don't think twice about, you know, stopping what they're doing to help a young kid, to help a junior high kid or an elementary kid fix some of their technique and motivate them, that kind of thing. So it's just really, really important.
Let's go on that. I understand you have Cale there. Let me talk to him for a moment. Cale, how important is that role for you to be there? First off, congratulations. And then how important is that role for you to be there for those elementary and junior high students who are looking up to you?
I mean, yeah, it's awesome, like you said. I mean, as like a freshman and stuff, you don't really see it, like them looking up to you and stuff. And then as the older you get, you see them asking to be your drill partner, and they're giving you high fives and hugs and wanting to talk to you. And I mean, yeah, they're the future.
Yeah, and you're the all-star to them, you know?
Yeah.
So I want to go back to a week or two ago. We've heard from, well, I've heard from two or three people about this ticket round match, but I've not heard it from Cale Allball. And I wanted to kind of get your thoughts. Could you give us a blow-by-blow or pen-by-pen or play-by-play of that ticket round match? And then if I have any questions about it, I'll ask at the end.
Yeah, I mean, from the start, he took me down. I went down, he turned me, so it's already like 5-0. Start of the second, I took him down. I think I cut him, and I took him back down. And then that was the period, and then going into the third, he put up some more points, and I got a reversal. It was then like 13-8. I took bottom after I hurt my elbow. And I knew there was only like 20 seconds left, and my basically career was on the line. Mm-hmm. After 12, 13 years of wrestling, I had to do something if I wanted to advance. So I did my first attempt at throwing him, moving him. It didn't work. He then stuck in a half, and I just switched on through it and put him on his back and pinned him with 1 second left.
You don't get much closer than 1 second.
No.
I guess there's a half second or something. I mean, that's crazy. So what was he thinking afterwards? What was his reaction? Was it good sportsmanship? And he said, "Man, you got me."
Yeah, he took it pretty well. I watched the video a few times back. I mean, he just shook my hand, went over, shook my coach's hands, and went over there. His coaches didn't challenge anything. They accepted it, and I went over there, shook their coach's hands, and they told me I was a great wrestler, and that was the end of it. Nobody took it too deep.
You know, it's one of those things that's really obvious looking back on it, but to hear you tell the story about you knew there was 18 to 20 seconds left. This is what you prepared for. You had to do something, whatever it was, legally, to get the pin for the win, because you were down in points. And to identify that and have all that within a series of probably like 5 seconds to think about it, that's pretty awesome. Yeah, probably a lot going through your mind. What, and all the weights you've lifted through the years and efforts you've done?
That's all, yeah. Especially when I had him on his back, that's kind of what it was like, now or never.
Right. Cale, what's your future like? You're going to be graduating in a few months here from high school.
Yeah, I haven't made any final decisions on schooling or any of that yet. I might go to college. I might just go into the workforce. I haven't made much decisions. I mean, the day right after Newcastle, a coach out from Ohio texted me and said, "Amazing job," and was asking for a phone call and maybe a visit and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't made any official decisions.
Okay. Well, make sure you let us know first or second, all right, when you do. But, yeah, best of luck to you. So we're replaying this this interview that we conducted earlier in the week, so we're certainly wishing the best for you and hope everything went good for you Friday night and Saturday. Coach Faulkner, what do you do in the off season for your freshman and sophomore and juniors who will be advancing one school grade next year over the summer? What kind of conditioning do you do for wrestling over the summer or early fall, or is there?
Well, we, you know,
and you could say, you could look at it two different ways. You could look at it unfortunately or fortunately. You know, we're a 1A school, so we share a lot of athletes with other sports, and a lot of our summertime, they don't correlate. So, you know, there's overlap, and you know, a lot of our kids play football. A lot of the wrestlers play football, or they play baseball in the spring, or, you know, they're involved. And that's great. That's what I want. You know, I know that our football program here has weightlifting sessions, and a huge majority of our kids are wrestlers. They're in that weight when those sessions are open and going on. We tend to run or try to run like an open mat session, which would be, you know, the same thing as what they would do for open gym for basketball, where we have a coach that opens up the room, and the kids come up for about an hour, hour and a half. They do some drills. They wrestle a little bit alive. We try to do that once a week. And then the closer school gets, right around fair time, we'll run. Sometimes we ran it for a week. Sometimes we run it for 2 weeks, but we'll do a camp. And we hold it in our gym, and we usually have the junior high through the high schoolers all in one session, and we run a camp. Just in-house, we don't invite anybody from outside. It's more of a private thing, and we usually pick one or two techniques to really focus on and really break it down, something that we've maybe struggled with the year before or something that might be new to the program. But, you know, I want kids to get on the mat as much as they can, but he also, you know, on the backside, I have to understand that, one, they're kids. And two, they are involved in other sports, and I want them involved in other sports. I think we get less injuries because of that.
Yeah, a lot of advantages, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of advantages, and it gives them a break away from it. You know, I don't want to beat this sport into these kids to where, you know, it turns them off.
Right, right.
I want to be excited about getting back in the room as opposed to, you know, here we go again.
We got to,
Yeah, you know what I mean. So, but I think, you know, the overall outlook with our program from the kids' point of view is pretty positive and pretty exciting, and they look forward to it. They look forward to getting in the mat. It's almost like they can't wait. But they do have to have those breaks, for sure.
Well, we appreciate you making yourself available today, and I know that do you have some assistant coaches that you would like to maybe mention, Coach, that help you out?
Oh, absolutely. Colton Menon and Matt Menon, a father and son combo, you know, they do a lot for our program at the drop of a hat. You know, I've got a family of my own, and, you know, they're involved in sports, and they're, you know, doing this and doing that. My daughter's a senior this year, so there was a lot of times she swims. So there was a lot of times where, you know, I'm not going to miss her swim. You know, this is it.
Right.
She's done after this. So I would have to leave early or not be there at all because I was going to go watch my daughter swim. And the minute, and the men and boys would just roll with it. You know, for example, Dale just kind of mouthed to me that, you know, at regional, you know, here he is getting ready to go into the regional championship match, but just 30 minutes up the road, my daughter's swimming her last sectional meet. So, so I jump in my truck and I run up the road and watch my daughter swim, and they understand that. The boys understand it. The coaches understand it. You know, we're all always talking family first.
Absolutely,
and they get it. You know, they get it. Michael Griffey has stepped up. He helped me with the elementary club the last few years. Both of his boys are now in junior high. So we had an opening, and he really didn't want to coach because he's the dad of two boys on the team.
Right.
And that's hard. That's very, very difficult to do. But I needed a guy that I could trust and that I know would do well, and he has stepped into that role and has done a very, very good job. There are several dads that help out with the elementary club and grandpas. Believe it or not, you know, Dave Lawler has stepped in and helped out with the club, and Brad Webster and Henry King, and there's a few others. David Ashley has stepped up put in their time, and you know, whenever we need help, they don't hesitate to volunteer and help out, and that's amazing. And I mean, they're excited about it. Their families are excited about it. Their kids are excited about it. Our school is finally, you know, getting excited about an athletic event within our school, and that's awesome.
That is awesome. Appreciate your time this morning, Coach, and congratulations for getting everything pointed in the right direction. And Cale, thank you for your time, and best of luck this weekend, man. We're all pulling for you.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.